I love black men. Mm-hmm. I root for black men. But I don't feel like black men are loving and rooting for me in this moment.
I just want black women to stop going on dating reality shows.
I agree.
There's nothing there for us but embarrassment and shame.
For the first time, I'm like, white women might actually save us this election.
Save
is crazy.
Save is a wild thing to say.
Help, assist.
Or do what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
I'd rather just say, do what you're supposed
Rewind.
To do.
Rewind.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Wait a Minute, where we take the conversation out of the group chat and kiki with our girls. I got my homegirl, Sylvia O'Bell, and Joya over there acting all stank because she don't like we got our feet out. But
I don't.
You know, last episode she talked about she don't like toes.
But I don't like toes. I hate toes, and y'all are out here with your toes out, so I'm going to be on camera right here.
So crazy that you don't even like women's feet. I've heard people talk about how they don't like seeing men's feet because they take care of it, but I get a pedicure every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's good for you. I'm glad. I just don't want to see it, you know?
So we're doing
that. Okay, I'm gonna do this.
We're doing that sister thing where you tell us you don't like something, so now we're gonna force you to like
mm-hmm,
to
absolutely
to
yeah.
figure it out.
Might as well have four giant cats on the set.
That's why she's sitting over there. She didn't even want to sit on the couch with me.
No, I didn't. So she put her toes up. It's okay. Moving on.
Well, honestly, usually, y'all lucky this is for free. Usually, you have to pay on OnlyFans these feet.
Can I pay you to not?
Yes, for the right price.
$5?
I'll put my socks back on. Gotta go higher than that.
You have an OnlyFans page?
No, I don't. I was kidding. But if all else fails, depending on how things go, come November.
Right.
I have an OnlyFans page.
I might have to start one.
Yes, I do.
What do you post on there?
Comedy. The OnlyFans wanted comedians to get on there. They paid us a lot of money.
They're paying y'all to tell jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this.
In lingerie?
They're
trying to rebrand, yeah.
And get more content on there and not just like fetishes.
Yes.
Oh, so you're not like in lingerie telling jokes?
Absolutely not. But I found there's certain words you can't say. So I'd say something about like a kid and it was like, we can't post. You can't even like say the word kid.
Why?
Because it's OnlyFans.
No children allowed.
No children, no kids.
Not even a mention.
Not even in your jokes?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I respect it. Protect the baby.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, I'm out here. I'm feeling weary. I know. I feel like every week I'm weary. I'm like, I'm so tired.
No, you're not weary every week.
It's been an interesting go. The summer was very eventful, and we had some conversations about with all the things happening in the political ecosystem that we felt like we might get collateral consequences from a black woman excelling. And I just feel like the last couple of weeks, I'm feeling the collateral consequences of no matter how good you are, no matter how hard you work, it's never enough.
Yeah. The whole you had to be twice as good to get half as far, they really meant half as far.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, full as far. Especially when it comes to being up against a white man because, baby, you can be as excellent as you want to be. It's never going to make up for that privilege. And, like, watching Kamala make herself dizzy, literally going everywhere from the Breakfast Club and Charlamagne to Fox News to call her daddy.
Whiplash.
It's just like she is on the circuit.
Yes.
Like she's a Motown artist in the 60s. It's crazy.
She's on the chilling circuit.
She's on the chilling circuit. But it's, you know, me, but it's, and to see how all the things that she's doing, even all the people she's pandering to, or having to even like show like this is a lie or this is the whole plan rollout for black men, and all of it being met with so much
vitriol,
complaint,
mm-hmm.
complaining,
yes.
And like nothing is good enough, or like just like it's because it's just like we're literally watching somebody do all like a full circus routine of like juggling 17 dishes.
On a unicycle.
And they're like, well, why should we?
In the
but
water.
But that's not good enough. While the other person is just twiddling his thumbs. And nobody's questioning why
digging
he's not
sand
good enough.
And putting his head in the sand.
And like, you know, and nobody's questioning why it's not good enough. Nobody's being like, you need to be better. You need to excel. I need more from you. Or even thinking that like, well, it's one or the other. It's not neither. So like, what is the whole point? So anyway, yeah, it's been a lot of, I think for a long time, it was such a good wave mm-hmm. of like the fun, like everything that had been coming in when she first became, you know, the nominee, like, it had been a lot. We've been riding a wave of like excitement, optimism, like, oh, people are into it. We're doing it. It's fresh. Yeah. Like, but I think I think most Black women, if not all, when she initially announced herself as the candidate, had that a small sense of, okay, yeah. Let me prepare myself because yeah. Now I'm going to have to, we are going to see eventually. The problems are going to set in that we know exist in this country.
The backlash.
And it's like when you put somebody up that high, we're going to, as because she represents us in a lot of ways, like, or what people think of us.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt more than an average candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of what I think, like, it feels like, especially when it comes to Black men's reaction.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. her, because they're supposed to be our people. We're supposed to be on the same side.
I mean, one would assume, but I feel like, I don't know if you guys can relate to this. I always feel like in my life when something bad happens, when somebody treats me a certain type of way, mm-hmm. you have to go through the mental Olympics of being like, are they racist? Mm-hmm. Are they sexist? Mm-hmm. Is it both? Mm-hmm. Is it neither? Are they just an asshole?
Right,
like, yeah. Which one is it? So I think I'm on 100 right now with that feeling of somebody just being like, that waiter rolled his eyes at me. He must be a Trump supporter. Like, yeah. You know, just going, assuming the worst all the time because I feel so sensitive, like a puppy during a thunderstorm right now.
I am a eternal optimistic to my detriment at times. I really do try and see the glass half full. But I will say the constant just attack on her. I don't even think it's like about her. Fill in anybody's mm-hmm. name. But it's like, you know, I do television every day and it's like, she needs to do press. She's done like 5 press interviews and then it's like, should have done it earlier. Well, you can't turn back time. So like, it is what right. it is. She had 100 days to run this campaign. I don't want to like get too deep into the Black man conversation because it actually has upset me in a way that I was not expecting. Mm. I am like, we just talked about this last week. I love Black men. Mm-hmm. I root for Black men. But I don't feel like Black men are loving and rooting for me in this moment. Or the me meaning like the Black woman. And I say that, if you rooting for me, don't take it personal.
Right.
That's what I gotta say.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But not all Black men.
Not all Black men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is a loud and proud and wrong community right now that I just feel like hates Black women. I do. I hate saying that out loud because I don't want it to be true. But I believe it. I believe it the way, you know, there was, I'm not going to say the person's name, but there was a video of a rap artist talking about her and called her a B. And I was just like, that's just like, you could talk about her, but he was like, don't trust that B. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over a white man?
Over a white man who like, who you lived in the city when he tried to like execute Black boys?
Yeah.
And you're going to call, like, you hate us and you say, and you hide behind this ideology that you are so pro-Black. You're so pro-Black has gone. It's like a horseshoe effect where you've like become so extreme. You don't even realize that like you're hating some of your own.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was prepared for this moment though, now that I hear you say that, because I do stand up. Mm. So being a female that does stand up, I'm always getting the male vitriol from the crowd. And it's so funny when I get up on stage sometimes, I have seen men sit like this.
Oh, hell.
Because
like
there's nothing,
straight. Like literally,
no one's
like
ready to
straight,
laugh.
Yeah.
They're just like, my penis is out at you, ma'am. Like, try to make me sit up and laugh. And I actually have to get that reaction out of people. So I wasn't surprised at this moment because I was like, people hate any woman who grabs a microphone and speaks into it and says, everyone else be quiet and listen to me. Yeah. I think that's just a natural thing that people hate.
And I think so. And I think what's so hard about it for some, a lot of men, I think, is that it's so embedded deeply seated roots that they are not even fully conscious of. And I think that's why so many of them are in denial about it, or like hit dogs holler about it, like, or like with Obama's video when Obama like spoke to the men. And I really was like,
Obama,
Barack had to sit here and say, hey guys, have we realized that like we're not supporting her the way y'all supported me? And it's like the reaction to even them hear the call coming from inside the house and how any black man who even tries to stand up for his statement gets attacked.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hit dogs don't holler. If it does not apply to you, why are you upset? But I think the little vitriol is like a trauma response.
Yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
It's like you haven't even realized fully, and maybe you're even a little upset about it being true, that there is something within you that will not allow you to feel like a black woman is capable of being better, leading, being the best of anything. And I think it's going, like, there's so much therapy that would have to take place for really people to really fully get it. And it's so funny because I think it's like we're over here showing like the whole, so tell me about the first time a black man disappointed you in the public space. Like, I feel like the thing, but like for me, even as a journalist, like I used to be so used to, as somebody who wrote about black, writes about black content, I was so used to having white men, women in my comments who were like saying disparaging things or getting like emails from white people that were like, oh, you're racist. You know, like just racist and stuff. I think for me, like, but when it happens from a black man, it hurts
more.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's because I actually care about you in a way I don't care about them. And it's about a way where it's like, oh, you're realizing that you care about somebody more than they ever care about you.
Yes.
And like for me, that really happened during the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. Like that was my first forte in like, I wrote a story about hip hop and Me Too for BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And like the reaction from black men, like being so angry at me for talking about the idea that somebody can make an amazing rap album and hit women were just incapable. Like, of course, he can't have done that. He made blank album, like, you know, or whatever. It's like, but just seeing like this whole, we want to be able to be as bad or as powerful or as whatever as white men. It was really just sad. And I think, but I think we all have that moment where we realize it's true and it's devastating. And then you try to prepare yourself for further moments where it's going to happen. But in the same way where watching, not even the same way, even more so than even when I watch white people love Trump or like use every excuse.
Every excuse.
To pretend like the reason they love Trump isn't the reason we all know that they love him.
Right.
it hurts in the same way. It's like, it's sad.
I've always felt that way about entertaining certain crowds because they'll say, you know, the urban crowd, obviously black room, you know, the mainstream is considered white, and I would always be the scaredest of the urban room because
it would hurt the most.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't care if the mainstream room don't laugh at me. That doesn't feel like
they're not supposed
my
to
family.
We were growing. Right. We were raised to feel like they won't have our back. And maybe that's it.
Absolutely.
We were not raised to think that black men were not going to have our back. So I think well, it depends on who raised you.
It depends on the family.
I mean, that is real. But I mean to say that for the most part, I think even with that and the way we're raised, it's not ever specified to black men. It's just men.
Men.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think there's something very specific about like somebody who looks like your family.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing that is interesting, I actually am like, okay, black men, you were like, don't feel like the black men who are undecided about voting are not saying the same thing about what they want from Kamala Harris is what they want from Donald Trump.
And that's what's confusing.
They're just not. Like, that is a fact. That is not an opinion. They have not asked Donald Trump for a black male agenda. Now, I have worked in politics my whole adult life. I have never seen a candidate put out an agenda for black men. Most don't even put an agenda out for black people, let alone black men. And the agenda that she put out hit legalizing marijuana, because we know that there are so many incarcerated people, but also disparities in who can actually get licenses to open these dispensaries, yeah. right? Yeah. So she talks about teachers. She talks about loans. I mean, everything that you hear on TikTok on you need an LLC for this and you need an LLC for that. And like puts a plan out that will help you with your LLCs. And then it's like, oh, we want reparations. Well, do you? Do you actually want reparations? Because who do you think is going to get you reparations, first of all?
Like reparations or slavery? Which one do you want?
And it's like, if we can't get reparations, we choose slavery. That's what it's given. What? It's like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I did get my student loans forgiven, so that was my little reparations.
Well, lucky you.
And I'm still praying mine will get forgiven, you know?
I'm right here on the altar with you, my sister.
Let today be the day, Lord. Let me be in that number. But, you know, but it is frustrating, and it is hard. I've had conversations with men, and they're like, it's not because she's a woman. It's because I don't like her policies. And I'm like, that's just bullshit. Like, that is... Because then when I say, well, what policies do you want? And they say what they want. The one thing that they say over and over is Donald Trump gave me a stimulus check, which we know is not true. And let me just tell y'all, you ain't getting no money from Donald Trump the second time. Like, no. The stimulus is not happening again. Even if COVID hits, another terrible pandemic, you are not getting anything because he does not need anything from you at this
point. He's literally about to raise our taxes.
He literally is about to raise everything you say you don't want.
It's going to cost you money. So I know it is not policy.
I know in my spirit, just like I know polls are wrong, I know this isn't about policy. This is actually about the identity of people. And I would just rather people just say that so we know what we're working with.
Yeah.
Versus, I always say, like, I want to know the type of racist you are. Are you, like, a subtle racist? Are you, like, I'm in your face calling you the N-word racist? Let me know what I'm working with so I know how to move with you.
That's why I like that MAGA hat. I want y'all to wear it. Wear it. Put it on.
Let me know.
Show yourself.
Tattoo it to your face.
Like I said, I think so much of it is subconscious. I really think that these, like, a lot of men are not, black men are not thinking. They really do think, oh, it's not because she's a black woman. I'm trying to rationalize this for myself, because even there's a part of me that would have to admit a lot about myself to admit that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, I know we talked about this off camera. Like, I do want to say that we are very aware that it's not all black men, and that they're like that.
Not
I always have to remind myself that, like, online is like a percentage of how most people really feel. It's just hard to be bombarded with that messaging or like that vitriol all the time, and then you're supposed to just somehow not be offended by it. And it's just, it's exhausting.
And tiny pivot, but us being black women, we got to worry about the black men, but what about the white women?
Oh.
Very important for us to bring them up.
We really are just alone. We are all we got.
All we got.
Definitely, we are all we got. And I think that's the thing, too. It feels lonely.
Yes.
Like, there's just like this very, like, oh, I am on my own feeling about election time, like, for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like it induces all sort of abandonment trauma. Right. Like, you know, because it's just like, literally, we're watching women abandon us, black people abandon us. Like, both sides of our identity are like, we care less about
this. To go back to our dating conversation, but I often
I can't wait to see you tie this back today.
And to be clear, no DMs were slid into, just to be
Darn. Boo. Yeah. Boo. Boo. Shame. Okay. I'm sorry.
Dang. Shame.
She shamed the bitch. So
you're told, women are told, if you act a certain way, if you dress a certain way, if you speak a certain way, like, this is the life that you will be afforded with, like, a man and two children and or your partner, whoever, just if you live your life a certain way, that certain things are supposed to be happening. And one would think if you did your career certain ways, you would think certain things are supposed to be happening. So for example, if you like were the first attorney general of the second largest Department of Justice in the country, you would think that would be a qualifying factor if you were the first, if you were a black.
Qualifying factor for dating?
For being president.
Like, oh, sure.
Like, talking about how people are questioning.
So I'm saying, like, okay, like, if you go tat for tat, it's like, oh, if you act like a lady, if you run for a statewide office and you win, that would seem like acting like a lady makes you wife material. That would seem like running for statewide office would get you closer to a national office. Mm-hmm. If you cook meals and keep your house clean, that makes you wife ready. Oh, if you become a United States Senator, oh, you know, most, like, the pathway is usually through the Senate. Oh, if you don't have kids, you know, outside of marriage and you remain, like, you're not married, you're childless, that's the perfect wifey material. Oh, you become the vice president of the United States. Oh, that would make
the
you
perfect
think that, like,
opportunity.
You would be the next person to be the president of the United States. Yeah. And then to be like, no, you're not qualified. No, you're not qualified.
It's not
no, you're
on
not qualified.
Side.
So I'm not, I've done everything I'm supposed to do to get me to the point where I should be in, not, almost entitled. You are entitled when you've done all of that to run for president of the United States. And then if you've done all these things that society has told you to be, you then think, oh, I'm going to be the wife. And when you aren't the wife, it's like, no, you're not good enough. No, you're not good enough. No, you're not good enough. And that's my correlation to dating, is that I feel like that experience for a lot of Black women is similar. It's like, no matter what you do,
it's not
no nice. Matter what. And I'll also say, I think people are starting to see sides of Kamala Harris that make them uncomfortable about Black women. Like when she's like, I own a gun. You
a
own
Glock.
A gun. A right. Glock.
To be specific.
To be specific.
Glock is
it's
Glock.
Like,
all right.
It's like, she owns a gun? She doesn't fit the profile of like owning a gun. And it's like, why not?
Isn't that what half of the South is fighting for?
Exactly.
But she can't own a Glock?
But she can't own a Glock.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Okay, if anybody should be owning a Glock, it's Black women, child. Y'all
absolutely.
And it reminds me of like when people say, you shouldn't own a Glock. It reminds me when people say like, oh, Black women don't like to be, I don't date Black women because they don't like to like be active and work out and get their hair sweaty. It's like, no, those are the perceptions you have put on us. They are not really who we are.
Also, or it's a mix where it's like the hair you want on women is the hair that's not easy to work out with. And if you let women wear their hair how they want to, then maybe they could work out with the hair. But no, she over here wearing a full lace front for you.
Right.
And she can't sweat it out.
Yeah, I could work out in this. I don't, but I could. It's not going to get sweat out at all.
Screaming. No, yeah, I mean, it's, and I'm sure, not for nothing, her having a white husband
doesn't,
help.
No, that doesn't help. Men. Because, you know, I speak from the interracial relationship havers. It seems like people think I don't love Black men. I went back to my 25-year reunion, high school reunion last week, and all of these Black men were like, you still with that dude? You still with that dude? I'm like, he has a name.
Right.
You know?
You mean the guy who's right here next to me? You mean him right here to my left?
You still with that dude?
That's
and I was like, and it was all Black men saying it like that to me. And I was like, yeah, I am.
And if you ran an experiment and you were like, no, I'm not.
Would you want to date me now? And they won't?
One of them did shoot his shot. His 25-year shot, and he was like, can I see you again? And I was like, no. And he was like, but why not? And I was like, because I'm in a relationship. He was like, but I need to see you again. I was like, no. And it seemed like he could not compute me saying no as a complete sentence. He couldn't understand it. I'm like, bruh, you've known me since we were 5 years old.
You had plenty of time.
I'm 43 years old. Like, you've had plenty of time to shoot your shot. Don't wait till I'm happy and in love and shit.
I'm dropping
you off at an Airbnb. Fuck off.
I'm screaming.
All right, let's talk about these white women.
Yeah, I was going to say, so who do we think is going to pull higher in the next polls?
So
if you had to put your money on it, is it gonna be Black women or Black men? Because I will say, at least
what to poll highest? Oh, it's definitely gonna be us.
No, not highest, between the two of them. Us removed. Black women and white. I mean, Black men and white women.
Oh, I still think Black men
are gonna
just
do more.
Statistically,
are going to do more.
Will be more again because it's not even without the whole conversation about
it's not
dating.
It's
not the overwhelming majority of Black men, right? It's about 20% of that voting bloc. The reason why, right. I'll just say the reason why people are paying so much attention to it is because when you look at like where votes can come from,
right.
It's such a needed component of her vote share.
I see.
That if that goes away, it's like, where does she get it from other places?
Right, right. Like the more white women have 70%
or
whatever.
And traditionally, white black candidates on the Democratic side max out at like 45% of, that's like extremely high. You get about 45% of the white vote share. Biden got 44. So in 2020. So like you're not,
I get
to get to 50 is like damn near impossible, right? Yeah. So you get it from other places, which is why, you know, your base is super important. I do think, now in 2016.
It's me, Joelle, saying, because I ain't trusted white women since 2016.
Yeah.
I ain't trusted white women since 1981.
Right. I was like, didn't take me 2016. But I came out of 2016 livid.
Oh, baby.
Like, the trauma, the generational ancestral trauma that came out of my body. Mm-hmm. And the way I showed up for most of those Trump years because of, like, white women who just were like, you didn't mind being, like, hear that he sexually assaulted somebody and just still voted. I was livid because they didn't support Hillary Clinton.
One of their own. And that begged the question. Every black woman has said this election period, if they won't vote for one of their own, why are we supposed to believe that they're going to vote for us? Now, Joelle is the only person who's ever given me a good answer.
What's your answer?
Not just, you did. You're really the only one. Well, you said Roe versus Wade going to be what makes the difference.
Yes.
And that's it will be. Some of them had to take their kids to an abortion clinic in a different state.
Some of them had to become a nana.
And they were inconvenienced.
Yes.
So now that's going to take that little 5% to the other side. I hope and believe and stand questionable.
I think that for the first time, I'm like, white women might actually save us this election.
Save
is crazy.
Save is a wild thing to say.
Help assist?
Or do what they're supposed to do. Okay. I'd rather just say, do what you're supposed to do.
Rewind.
Save. Assist a little bit.
Yeah.
White women might show up and match our energy.
Match. No, okay, I'm there. It's the way you, every time actually, you hit me with a verb.
This is how distressed I am.
We need different words from you. Bring up the source.
We might get majority of white women finally. Majority.
Majority.
Because the majority of them voted for Trump.
51%?
Last time. We might get 54. Listen, just get majority.
Okay.
A majority.
White women, that's all we want from you.
If you could just betray your husbands this one time.
Yeah,
because the amount of white tears I had to sustain in 2016, I was ready to burn them little pink pussy hats or whatever they was calling them. Like, that March, I said it like, I was like, yeah, get yourselves together because this is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Me and my black ass friends were at brunch because we did what we were supposed to freaking do. Okay, but yeah, y'all go and talk to your racist aunties and like figure it out because you like this is an in-house problem, and it was just like the amount of them who were like, I just can't believe, because I was in New York City where it's a lot of liberal white women.
I was there too.
So all the liberal cousins of those flyover states who with white women who voted, I'm like, you need to go to Missouri and talk to your cousins,
right?
Because this is an in-house problem. They're not gonna listen to me.
No.
No. You didn't listen to me.
Which is also why, like, I know I'm not the... I sent a text to one of my friends, and I was like, I get it. I'm
a white woman?
No, a black man. I was like, I'm not the right messenger for black men to persuade them to vote for Kamala. Like, if I was, I would have a band. Like, you know, it's like... If I knew how to persuade them...
Come on, self-diagnosis.
You know? I was like, that is not... 1+1 is not equal 2.
I'm trying to say... And he was like... And you know what he was like? You know what he said? He was like, you're right. You're not the right... And I don't think we are. I think this
there are women who are married who are also having a hard time convincing men to vote for Kamala is all I'm saying. I think that there were women who are married who are like also struggling to do
that. That would be the end of the
marriage.
No,
not even, not in their home. I just mean black men in general. Because we're talking about like generally convincing black men. Like you're not talking about trying to convince a black man that you're dating.
No.
So funny when the dude was not listening to me say no. I wanted to be like, are you not voting? Like, it totally was giving.
Can you imagine?
Not voting energy.
I literally wonder sometimes. It's like a little horror story, short story in my head. Because these men who are tweeting, right? Somebody's having sex with them.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Maybe
not. Or married to them.
No.
A good amount. We could say 50%. Why? And it's like, what do you do when you see your husband or boyfriend's tweet floating talking about some free Tory Lanez? Like, I wonder, like, what do you do? It's like a black woman horror story. It's like, oh my God, not my man.
It's like who did I marry?
Who did I marry? This is a Tyler Perry thriller film where it's like, you know, you thought you found you one. The next thing you know, he said, well, I did get a Trump check. You got a what?
Listen, that's why I get all that out. I get all that out on the first date before the drinks come. I'll be like, abortion, go.
But like, right. But for the people who maybe got together before all of this, like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine having been with somebody for a minute and then it was polarizing. It's like,
I bring it up first, second date.
There's a part of me.
There's going to be something that's problematic. They either are going to ask you if they can still listen to R. Kelly in the kitchen. I know there's a lot of people having arguments about Puff's albums in their homes right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of albums.
There's a lot of music.
A lot of features.
It's a lot of features. They're good features.
Yes.
Listen, ad-libbing, we're going to have to look. Anyway, that's a different conversation for a different time. But my point is that I think any woman who's dating a straight man has had to, like, it's like, what's the compromise that you're willing to make when it comes to ideals? Because people have to compromise.
Black skin. What's my compromise?
And that's why I did. I am not dating one.
That's not why.
She's like, I know. But no, I just, it's like, but to your point about like it correlating, I just think sometimes where it's like, oh, like this thing about compromising.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Yeah, what is your compromise going to be?
I don't think.
Single women, what's your compromise?
Clearly, I don't have much compromise in my, because I'm
single.
Single.
Yeah, I was like, single forever.
I just am like, I am, you know, if you're worthy to be compromised, like, I'll compromise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was more like a funny thing. Like, I don't think I could be with somebody who really thinks that Tory Lanez should be free. I don't think I could be with anybody who thinks any of those men should be free. I think, but maybe if there's one song that you can't give up and you listen to it in the privacy of your man cave.
Right.
Or, like, your car, but you fully know that that person should be in prison. Like, I might be able to compromise on that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave the man of my dreams because he can't give up 12 play. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, at home, I don't know. Will I? Like, it's like, you know, like, sometimes you got to ask yourself the
argument
question.
Argument is the question. If you're like, please don't listen to it. He's like, no, I need my R. Kelly.
Also, yeah, right. Like, let's talk about
that's
this.
That's not the compromise I want.
Because no, I need my R. Kelly.
I want him.
Dad, I love that I'm a Flirt remix. Oh, he's only got one verse on it.
I know every word.
I just... One's attachment to an album 12 play
that know, would wrong not album, wrong
also
album, wrong album.
Give you it's like
what's the Mr. Big album? That's the one.
Contagious. Not being able to listen.
Get out of here.
R. Kelly was only in the video. Listen. I stand beside it.
No, it's an R. Kelly.
He don't got no verse. He don't got no verse on Contagious.
He's still confident, doesn't he?
No, he's just in the video.
He's still
what the hell did I do? And we're
oh, the argument.
Home with this bitch.
Yeah, baby, wait, let me explain. Ah, I hate men. They ruin everything.
And that's why I say no distractions, no disturbing.
No, that's not
peace.
The answer. But to my point, R. Kelly's like, I think, but like, if your man. Like,
they don't disrupt my piece.
If your
week.
Man enjoys singing the Contagious skit, but believes that R. Kelly
well,
should be in jail.
Let me just tell
and
you
are
something.
Are you going to break up with him?
My man would not enjoy singing the Contagious suite.
Really?
See, no, he wouldn't.
I mean, we spent our whole lives enjoying singing the Contagious skit.
I didn't. Like
you didn't?
No, I listened to it, but it's like, I don't think I would be compatible with somebody who, like, retained that to memory, and now, 10
me?
Years later...
Me? You wouldn't be compatible with me?
10 years later... You still
he doesn't
want to
date you, Sylvia.
I know, that's not word for word.
Wait.
It's an Isley Brothers song. From, but
I've never trusted Ron Isley.
It's an Isley Brothers song. Why can't I know the word?
Well, that wouldn't be my compatibility, boo.
Contagious, really? I feel like that was like most
the whole skit? No. No.
Fracture.
No.
Can't you see too
much? And then like, what version of it? There were like 12 episodes.
No, the whole skit. No. You're talking about... Trapped in the closet.
Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about a little 20, 30 second interlude. We're not gonna get into this.
Let me reevaluate that.
Trapped in the Closet series is, you're right, that is extensive.
I would never date someone that knew the trap. That's why I was like, where?
People had a lot of it memorized back in high school.
Yes,
but
like, if you still have that retained in your memory 20 years later.
Listen, music stays in our brains.
Not that shit.
I can't believe we're here. I'm trying to figure out how to back the car out of this.
It stays in our brains and our hearts.
There's no backing out because this is the algorithm they're in. This is why it is. It's because they are being fed the Trapped in the Closet and told that that's still good to be talking to do 10 years later and sing it on a date. No, it's not. It's not cute. It's not
safe. Now they singing it on a date.
No, that's the algorithm they're in. That's why we can't back this car out.
But if they believe that R. Kelly should be in jail,
that don't
matter.
But still know every word to Trapped in the Closet.
Just so I'm clear, if they're like, nah, lock that nigga up. He should not have. He should not
and
be free.
And then start saying.
And they said, but I can't help that I memorized.
But then you in the car. No.
Then they start singing. No. That's like, that to me, that there are some synapses in your brain that are not firing and connecting properly.
Yeah. I don't think he should start singing it on a date. But I mean, like, if 2 years later you're in your car and it comes up on a shuffle, like, it's like, ah, I'd still like to step in the name of love in my car.
That's different. But like.
No. I'm just really trying to figure out the nuances of like. How strict are you we talking?
Well, she sounds a little stricter than you.
I know. I would prefer for them to not listen. Listen, I'm somebody who stopped listening to Chris Brown. That wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. I'm alone. I'm watching all y'all go to that concert.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
I've seen him in Atlanta.
Damn, women and men.
Booty short.
And so I'm like, really, everybody's compromising. It's just about what you're compromising about.
I'm not going to a Chris Brown concert.
Me either.
I might listen to it though.
See, and he's beating several women up.
I know that's probably. I gotta.
So not
I'm
just
gonna,
one.
I'm gonna reflect on that because that's inconsistent on my part.
That is.
And I like to be a purist.
Thank you for being honest, Ashley.
Yeah, that was.
You didn't even have
really,
to tell us that.
That was about beating her beat on the couch. She really makes me feel like Ashley therapy right now.
When I was a little girl.
You did mention that as a point, but yeah. So in conclusion, about white women. Like, come on,
bitches better not know no R. Kelly.
Help us out. It's like we will do our part. Like,
yeah, somebody help. Thank you.
Like, just
99.5% of Black women.
Just like,
supposed to do.
Don't leave us out here by ourselves to do it all by ourselves again. We are team players.
It's like it's just like this whole every life is one group, big group project. Where you Black women just start. You know when you had a group project in school and you were the only one to do all the work. And you had to carry all the other people's parts, like in the group project, or it was in college or high school. And then, like, you go and present, and Day-Day, who just put his name on the paper, gets to just come up there and get the A2.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how I feel in the election process a lot of time, where it's like, as a Black woman, where it's like, because also, if I can't do all of your parts, I'm going to get a bad grade and have to deal with the consequences
of that.
Right,
so now I got to do it all.
We're going to have to deal with the consequences of the America that they deserve. Because honestly, I'm really at the place where it's like, whoever wins is who this country deserves. Do we deserve or do we deserve? But what sucks is I'm gonna be stuck in the pain for your dumb like decisions because majority of y'all don't deserve. Clearly,
that's why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. So, speaking of not having nice things and about having been mistreated,
where do we want to go down this rabbit hole?
But I feel like part of the whole pylon this week and like why it's felt like a lot of this is in the media is because I'm also like. Half of the world like knee deep in the new season of Love is Blind. And I just want Black women to stop going on dating reality shows. There's nothing there for us but embarrassment and shame. Like half the time, most Black women don't even make it out of the pods. If we're speaking of Love is Blind specifically, the two Black women who found love out of the seven seasons or eight seasons of nine, whatever of Love is Blind that exists are
nine seasons.
Anonymous, huh?
Nine seasons?
I'm guessing. I don't know. But there's been a good amount. There's been like at least seven.
Five.
Six.
Seven?
Anyway, it's not for us.
I heard a seven whisperer coming from one of the crew.
Seven. I heard a strong seven.
Seven.
And that's the one we're talking about American. U.S. Love is Blind because there's U.K.
Yeah.
There's literally one that says Habibi.
I saw that the other day. I was like,
I said, we are taking this too far. There's South Africa. There's Brazil. So there's a lot of iterations, but my point is that in all of them, a Black woman is getting embarrassed.
I also think that this the experiment is compromised at this point. Like
for sure, for sure.
You can only do that. If they were smart and they had the budget, what they would have done was film 4 seasons all at once. So that the experiment remained fresh. But now it's like...
I don't know the experiment.
Okay, the experiment
You've never even watched this episode of Love Is Blind?
I have not.
Okay, so...
It's like to be a free black really woman.
I know.
I'm not being shamed.
What lives rent-free in your head? Because Love Is Blind.
Drag Race.
Okay. So basically the experiment is 20 women, 20 men come, stay in a house in separate quarters, gender quarters, and then... they date each other behind a wall.
Like they can't see each
other.
They
can't,
see each other.
And they date for like 10 days intense. Yeah. And at the end, you're like, the goal is that you marry somebody.
You
get a proposal sight unseen. And then, but you've talked to them, so you know everything. You go deep until Love Is Blind. And then you go out
and, then when you,
and you see and you're like, and you can tell immediately the ones that are compatible and the ones that are not. The ones that are not, they're giving the church hugs like this.
Right.
Or like their face are like.
But is it like, I didn't know you were black?
Sometimes.
They couldn't tell by the voice.
A lot of times they do. A lot of times they say like, you sound white. Let me say something. Nobody's talked about race more icky than Love Is Blind DC.
Yes.
Which is interesting to me because this is the first one in DC.
Yeah.
And like, there was one person who casually was like, you sound white. Are you white? And she was like, yeah. Like, she didn't question it. Or he was like, one was like trying to figure out if the girl he was talking to was a white woman and she didn't want to tell him her race. Yeah. And she's Asian. And he kind of spiraled a little bit at the idea that, oh, she might not be white. Like, he was fine once they saw each other, but, like, you could tell he had to have, like, a night to himself where he really had to get himself together about it. And another one of them white men who found out that he was, like, 10% black or something, the black woman that he was talking to was sharing about her mixed background, because she's, like, mixed diaspora background, he called her a mutt. He was like, oh, so you're a mutt. And I said, excuse me? Did you say mutt? And she was like, yeah, I'm a mutt.
Oh, hell no.
And then the other black girl talked about how she dated the man who voted for Trump for a while.
I was like...
I'm like, what's happening with the black people in Love Is Blind, D.C.?
Wait, she was in D.C.?
I don't think these are real DCers, though. This is a DMV cast. Because
you're driving up from Richmond. No, that's not DMV.
Like they recruited from like the whole area. Because first of all, if they only recruited out of DC, I would have known somebody.
Right.
I've been there too long.
The Asian woman and the other one, some of them work on the Hill and Policy, some of them said.
Yeah, they're younger though.
But yeah, but anyway, long story short, the black women on this show, child, one of them was getting found nasty text messages in her phone that her fiance was sending to some other woman. And the other one is dealing with a narcissist who after, like, I'm sorry, I should have said spoiler alert. Like,
It's been out.
You should, by the time this comes out, we'll know who, the show will be over. The season will be over. So, but the other one, and this is the thing that pissed me off this week, was watching one of the black couples where the girl, literally, the man just got done making her sick father shed tears as he asked him for his daughter's hand in marriage. Read a whole letter, was dead ass, grilled stuff. You know, like, real tradition was being broken, right? And had this 60-something black man crying on national television. Only to 48 hours later... break up with the girl.
Not just break up.
Off some naps.
Nappy hair, and one day of bad texting.
Like literal sleeping. She took so many naps for like his liking. And wasn't texting him the way she wanted. And she was like, you have to communicate your stuff. You have to communicate. And he was kind of like, yeah, nah, I'm good off having to communicate. I actually never want to see you or talk to you again.
It was like,
why do we love this show?
No. Well
that's
I will
the question.
Say,
that's
right. It sounds like you hate it.
I will say.
We hate watch it.
I wasn't watching it.
It's my fault.
Until you.
It's my fault. I hate watch it.
It's your fault. The thing that was unacceptable to me about the breakup scene in Love Is Blind. Now.
With Ashley and Tim.
Yes. Now, to be honest, I have not watched the whole season. But you don't have to watch the whole season to see this clip and be like, oh, that's like monster behavior, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how somebody, unless they did, because sometimes on this show, something happens off the camera that we don't know about until the reunion. So maybe that's the case. But to literally go from, I'm going to marry you, I'm meeting your family, you're meeting my family, and then the next, 48 hours later say, it's one thing to be like, you know, I've been thinking about it, and the reality is I don't see how I get to yes when we walk down the altar. I would rather that. I can handle that, and I'm sorry I heard you.
You're looking for some empathy and some kindness.
Yes, be to humanity.
You were
going to
marry this woman.
Yes. But to be like, and I wish you the best of luck, but I never want to see you again, I'm like, that's dangerous behavior to me. There's something there that makes that type of behavior where you can just be so in and so out.
But I also do think it would be the type of person who would go on a reality show.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Not the person you're going to be dating. But you need to be on that first date. Like, how many R. Kelly songs do you know all of the lyrics to? And abortion. Go.
And on this, because I know anybody who watches Love is Blind, who's watching us have this conversation, they're saying, you're not talking about the biggest villain, black couple villain of all, which is Tyler and I think the girl's name is Alex. But literally, there's a man on this show who, because the TikTok investigators always get ahead of the finale, they've discovered that this man has a whole, like, 3 children.
Oh.
And then, like, an ex-wife or, like, baby mama or whatever. And on the show, he waits until they're living together to admit that he has kids.
Nope.
But he says
nope.
that he donated his sperm to a gay couple so that they were able to have kids. And that those kids don't know what he looks like.
He lying.
And that they're just like, you know, like he was just donating his sperm. Mind you, the internet is currently circulating him at the Christmas, that past Christmas, with 3 kids. Taking them to school.
These people are crazy.
Hanging out. Here he is about to marry this black woman. And he's telling her that he has a couple, like, he's donating his sperm to a couple to make himself look good. Like, see, I care about gay rights. I've donated my sperm. Meanwhile, you're a terrorist. Like, what do you mean you have the whole family?
But this is the thing. This is enabling behavior. So he should not be allowed to go on any other
Who's doing the background
dating
check?
The producers did that on purpose.
Not even background checks. But you know, like, after they come off of this show, when they fall apart or whatever, then they go to, like, another spinoff show where they're trying to date. When you do behavior like this, you should have to go get... The next show you should be on is, like, Ayana Save My Life or something like Fix My Life. Like, you need to go to a show where you get real emotional and mental health care so you don't lie, so you aren't a liar.
I think there should be consequences for people who do stuff like this in relationships. One of my friends was just saying they wish that, like, we were laughing because we're like, all defund the police, but also maybe we should have somebody you could call. A ticket, a citation. You're not allowed
for
to date somebody for another 12 months.
Yes.
When you do, because, like, literally, like, we've seen ex, like, friends, exes who were, like, complete horrible people, and then just get to go do it to the next person.
And then
like, you watch them do it a ton of times, and there's nothing you can do to stop it because you're just allowed to.
Because if you then go to the girl and be like, look, I just want, then you look like the crazy one, and I'm like, I'm not investing all that energy. So.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just funny that there's actually no more consequences. It used to be a familiar neighborhood community thing, people trying to hold each other accountable.
It's actually like the more
Isn't that a Facebook group? Girl, don't date them?
But
who's on Facebook?
I'm not. That's why I said, is it there?
No, but I think it actually, like, the more you behave poorly, the more you are rewarded. It's, like, not just you don't get any, like, consequences. You actually get promoted for, there's another guy that's, like, making his rounds on dating shows, and it's just, like.
It's definitely true in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You get rewarded for poor behavior.
So, was there any good black news that happened this week? Do we have anybody we want to give our flowers to?
Record voter turnout in Georgia is crushing it. So shout out to my mother and all of the black women and people in Georgia that are standing online thirsty because you can't hand them no water to vote. Georgia voters.
Oh, that's right.
Who are you giving your flowers to?
You know, I'd like to give my flowers to a one Gloria Hallelujah.
Yeah, Glow.
A.K.A. Glorilla Franklin McLaughlin Shears. A.K.A. Big Glow, not the little one. Because my girl put out an amazing album this last week. And the rap girls are really doing it. I mean, we got Lotto, Dochi, Glorilla back-to-back-to-back giving us amazing albums. And I am just, they're feeding us while the boys are fighting. And I just love that, like, it's happening this way, but Glorilla specifically gets the most improvement award. Like, you want to talk about somebody who, like, listened to, and she talks about it in her intro, but, like, listened to feedback, because she wasn't super strong when she broke out. Like, I love her singles that she came out with this year, but, like, I saw her at the BET Awards perform live, like, 2 years ago, and it was kind of weak, and, like, you know, even her rapping, like, you could tell she has been in the gym, she has been doing choreography, she has been, like, working on her flow, and, like, this album is so good.
Yes.
And it has such range. Literally Kirk Franklin and like Chandler Moore. There's a gospel song.
Oh yeah. Everyone's like mad about that. The Maverick City stuff. Like,
I'm not mad. Not my timeline. My timeline is eating it up because gospel rap is also hard. Like usually we like gospel or we like rap. Yes. I don't put them together. But
Stomp.
Kirk Franklin is the exception.
What's Salt and Pepper? When I think about the goodness.
Kirk Franklin is the exception. Anybody that he's worked with, it's an exception. Yeah. But yes, I'm cracking up that she brought up Stomp. But yes, that's a good one. One of the few. But the Glow's album, and she has all the girlies on it. Lotto was featured. Meg Thee Stallion is featured.
Yeah.
The other one I do not acknowledge is featured.
Who was that?
Who
that?
The one who be wearing having the MAGA hat on stage.
Oh, yeah.
What if a dude knew all the lyrics to her album?
Not compatible.
It's that deep Negro spy that she be taking before she says it. That
not compatible.
You heard that
side. A Negro spiritual side.
But all in all, great album. I implore you both to go listen to it. Yes. And turn up this weekend. It's a good time. So.
And also, as a childless lady, I love how Glow is stomping for the women not having a child. If you don't want the baby, then bitch, don't keep it, ho.
She even said these men are trying to trap her. She's trying to get her tubes tied.
Trying to get her pregnant.
Charlamagne had to ask her, are men really trying to trap you? As if it was a shocking idea. But anyway.
He always trying to humble somebody.
But yes, amazing album. No notes. How about you, Ashley? Who are you giving flowers to in this week of
despair?
Give them to yourself.
What was your sunshine rays shining through the clouds?
This eye roll. She's sighing internally.
She's struggling to find it. Find it.
I am.
Bring it from your root chakra.
Because when I'm like, I'm so committed to everything I do that when I'm in like my despair moment, I'm like, oh, we're going to be stuck in despair.
You better feel it.
Down.
You sad.
And then when I'm like
out.
Optimistic, everybody's like, okay, girl, we get it.
No, it is. It's so weird to see you this way because you are just usually I'm optimistic, but you're very optimistic.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Are you looking in your phone for someone to get flowers?
I am. I'm like, who has texted me? I'm gonna give it to the campaign girlies. Okay, the Black women working on the campaign right now, who names we don't know, who you know,
tired,
made a lot of sacrifices. Probably underpaid because these jobs are not the things that get you to be fortune, but decided to join because they wanted to work on this historical campaign and because they knew what was at stake. So shout out to the campaign
girlies. Yeah.
Stay strong, sis.
I love it.
Stronger than us.
Stay strong, sis.
Well, ladies, we covered a lot today.
Yes.
And I'm committed to coming back with a better disposition next week.
And I'm going to watch Love Island.
Love is blind.
Yes.
And we're gonna keep our toes out. But
yikes!
But that's it for Wait a Minute. It's always a pleasure being with you, ladies.
Toes in.
And don't forget to subscribe, ask us questions in the comment, like, follow, do all the things on all the platforms to get content from Watering Hole and Wait a Minute. So peace out.